Section 3. Signals, signs and pavement markings. Rules of the road. Traffic laws establish where, when and how fast you may drive. These laws form the rules of the road and help to keep traffic moving safely. Rules of the road include traffic control devices, right-of-way and parking rules. Traffic control devices. Traffic control devices include traffic signals, signs and pavement markings. Traffic control can also be provided by law enforcement, highway personnel or school crossing guards. You must obey directions from these persons, even if their directions are different than what traffic lights and signs say. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are lights that tell you when or where to stop or go. They are usually at intersections and are red, yellow and green, from top to bottom. Some locations may have single yellow or red lights. A steady red traffic light means come to a full stop. You must wait until the traffic light turns green and there is no crossing traffic before you may go. If it is safe to do so, you may turn right on red if no sign prohibits it. When the roadway has two right turn lanes, you may also turn right on red from the leftmost right turn lane into the available lane that is second to the rightmost lane for traffic moving to the right. You may turn left on red if you are turning from a one-way on to a one-way street. When turning on red, stop first, yield to all traffic including pedestrians, bicyclists and cars and then proceed safely, staying in your lane. A flashing red traffic light means the same as a stop sign. You must come to a full stop and then may go when it is safe to do so. A red arrow means the same thing as a red traffic light in Wisconsin. A steady yellow traffic light means the traffic light is about to change to red. You must stop if it is safe to do so. If you are in the intersection when the yellow light comes on, do not stop but continue through the intersection. A flashing yellow traffic light means slow down, check for cross traffic, and proceed with caution. If you are turning in the direction of the arrow, a yellow arrow means you should stop if it is safe to do so. A flashing yellow arrow means turns are permitted but you must first yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians, then proceed with caution. A steady green traffic light means you can go through the intersection but you must yield to emergency vehicles and others as required by law. If you are stopped and then the light turns green, you must allow crossing traffic to clear the intersection before you go ahead. If you are turning left, a steady green traffic light means you may turn, but only when safe to do so. Oncoming traffic has the right of way. Be alert for signs that prohibit left turns. When turning right or left, watch for pedestrians crossing in front of your vehicle. A green arrow means you can turn in the direction of the arrow. There should be no oncoming or crossing traffic while the arrow is green. Remember to watch for pedestrians. If a traffic signal loses power and malfunctions, proceed as if the signal were a stop sign. Traffic signs. Traffic signs tell you about traffic rules, hazards, where you are, how to get to where you want to go and where services are located. Each type of sign is identified by its shape and color. Warning signs. These signs are yellow with black lettering or symbols and most are diamond-shaped. They warn you about a special situation or that a hazard is ahead. Regulatory signs. These signs are square, rectangular, or have a special shape and are usually white or red with black, red, white or green letters or symbols. They tell you the requirements for stopping, yielding, traffic direction, lane use, turning, speed limits, parking and other special situations. Some regulatory signs have a red circle with a red slash over a symbol. These signs prohibit certain actions, for example, no right turn, no left turn, no U-turn, etc. Do not enter is a square sign with a white horizontal line inside a red ball that means you cannot enter. You will see this sign at openings to roadways that you should not enter, such as exit ramps where you would be going in the wrong direction, in crossovers on divided roadways and on one-way streets. Speed limit signs tell you the maximum speed allowed, the minimum speed required, or of a change in speed limit. The maximum limit should be driven only in ideal driving conditions. You must reduce your speed when conditions require it. For example, you should reduce your speed for curves and when the roadway is slippery, during rain, snow, icy conditions, or when it is foggy and difficult to see clearly down the road. Some high-speed roads have minimum speed limits and you are required to travel at least this fast so you are not a hazard to other drivers. If the minimum posted speed limit is too fast for you, you should use another road. Lane use control signs tell you where you can turn or what direction you can turn from a certain lane. They often use an arrow symbol. These signs may be located on the side of the road or hanging over the lane of travel. The dot to the left of the arrow represents the island in the center of a roundabout. It shows that the driver is required to drive counterclockwise around the island in the center to make a left turn. Sometimes arrows are also painted on the road. Pavement markings, along with the optional no passing zone sign, show where you cannot pass. A yellow pennant no passing zone sign facing you on the left side of the road indicates the beginning of a no passing zone. Passing areas are based on how far ahead you can see. Where it is permitted to pass, you may do so only if it is safe. A stop sign has 8 sides and is red with white letters. You must come to a full stop. You must wait until crossing vehicles and pedestrians have cleared your path. You can go only when it is safe to do so. If you cannot see traffic from your first stop, slowly move ahead and stop again before entering the intersection. Check for cross traffic and pedestrians before you go. A yield sign is a downward pointing triangle. It is red and white with red letters. It means you must slow down and yield the right of way to traffic in the intersection you are crossing or the roadway you are entering. A slow-moving vehicle sign is reflective orange triangle on the rear of a vehicle means it may be traveling less than 25 miles per hour. You may see this sign on construction equipment and, in rural areas, on farm vehicles or horse-drawn wagons or carriages. Note: the Amish are not required to use this symbol for religious reasons, nor are bicyclists. However, both should still have reflective material on the rear of the vehicle. Slow down when approaching a slow-moving vehicle and, if possible, move over to the left to pass it. Railroad crossing warning signs. Railroad crossing warning signs warn you that a train may be near. Never try to beat a train across the tracks. Never start to cross railroad tracks if you will have to stop on the tracks because there isn't room for your vehicle on the far side. It is wise not to shift gears when crossing railroad tracks, just in case your vehicle might stall. Remember that trains are large, heavy, and may be moving faster than they seem. A round yellow warning sign with an X symbol and black RR letters is placed along the road before you get to a railroad crossing. A white, X-shaped sign or crossbuck with railroad crossing on it is located at the railroad crossing. This sign has the same meaning as a yield sign. You must yield to crossing trains. Crossings may have an exempt or tracks out of service sign. Tracks out of service means the crossing is no longer used by trains. Exempt means certain vehicles are not required to stop before crossing tracks marked exempt or tracks out of service. However, be cautious and look both ways before crossing these tracks. At some crossings, along with the crossbuck sign, you will see side-by-side lights that will flash alternately when a train is approaching. When the lights are flashing, you must stop and wait until the train has passed and the track is clear. At some crossings, there is also a crossing gate that will lower when a train is coming. Do not drive around the gate or under a raising or lowering gate. Some crossings also have a bell or a horn that will sound. Do not cross until the bell or horn has stopped. Crossings with more than one train track will often post a sign showing the number of tracks. These signs warn you there is more than one track and there may be more than one train crossing. Not all crossings with more than one train track will have these signs, so it is important to check for more than one track before crossing. A blue report problem or emergency sign is at every highway railroad crossing. You will see the sign either on the black and white cross buck or on the metal box near the crossing. The sign provides a telephone number to call and report unsafe conditions such as a car or truck is stuck on the railroad tracks. Warning signal or crossing gate does not work at a railroad crossing. Use the sign to report any unsafe condition at a railroad crossing. Construction signs. These construction, maintenance or emergency operation signs are generally diamond or rectangular shaped, orange with black letters or symbols and warn you about people working on or near the roadway. These warnings include reduced speed, detours, slow-moving construction equipment and lane closures. In work areas, traffic may be controlled by a person with a sign or flag. You must obey these persons. Traffic fines double in work areas. Guide signs. Guide signs help you navigate and inform you of services available. Destination signs are square or rectangular and are green or brown with white lettering. They show directions and distance to various places such as cities, airports, and state lines, or to special areas such as parks, historical areas, or museums. Service signs are square or rectangular and are blue with white letters or symbols. They show the location of various services like rest areas, gas stations, campgrounds, or hospitals. Some disabled signs are white with green letters and the backgrounds on symbols are blue. The shape and color of route number signs indicate the type of roadway, interstate, U.S., state, city, or county road. When planning a trip, use a road map to determine your route. During the trip, follow the route signs to help you get to your destination. Blue reference markers, sometimes called enhancement reference signs, are designed to improve emergency responses to highway incidents. They help with faster emergency response, faster traffic incident clearance, fewer crash-related delays, and fewer secondary crashes. Reference markers are installed on the right side or in the median. They may be placed every 1 to 2/10 of a mile. Each reference marker includes the direction of travel, route number, and mile number. The sign in the example above means W. You are westbound. 12. You are on Highway 12. 254 halves. You are at mile marker 254.2. Pavement markings. Lines and symbols on the roadway divide it into lanes, tell you when you may pass other vehicles or change lanes, and which lanes to use for turns. They define pedestrian walkways and show where you must stop for signs or traffic signals. Line colors tell you if you are on a one-way or two-way roadway. Edge and lane lines. Lines along the side of the road show you where the edge of the road is located. A solid white line indicates the right edge of the traffic lane on a road. A solid or dashed yellow line indicates the left edge of traffic lanes going in your direction. If you ever find yourself with yellow to your right and white to your left, you are going the wrong way. White lane markings. Multiple lanes of travel in the same direction are separated by white lane markings. You will find white lane markings on freeways and one-way streets, for example. Dashed white lines between lanes of traffic mean you may cross the lines to pass or change lanes if it is safe to do so. A solid white line between lanes of traffic means you should stay in your lane unless a special situation requires you to change lanes. You should not cross the line except to avoid a hazard or unless you are turning within the next block. Crosswalks and stop lines. Crosswalks define the area where pedestrians may cross the roadway. Crosswalks can be at intersections or in the middle of the block. You must yield to pedestrians in a crosswalk, marked or unmarked. Proceed cautiously when approaching a crosswalk on multi-lane roads, especially when one lane of traffic has slowed or stopped. When required to stop because of a sign or signal, you must stop before the front of your vehicle reaches the stop line. If there is no marked stop line, stop before entering the marked crosswalk on the near side of the intersection. If there is no marked stop line nor a marked or unmarked crosswalk, stop at a point nearest the intersecting roadway where you have a clear view of approaching traffic, but before entering the intersection. Yellow lane markings. Lines separating traffic moving in opposite directions are yellow. Two solid yellow lines between lanes of traffic means neither side can pass. Exceptions. 1. You may cross a solid yellow line to turn into a driveway if it is safe to do so. 2. You may pass a vehicle, except an implement of husbandry or an agricultural commercial vehicle, traveling at less than half the speed limit at the place of passing if it is safe to do so. Dashed yellow lines mean you may pass, but watch for oncoming traffic. Some passing zones have signs that tell you where you cannot pass. Where there is both a solid and a dashed yellow line between opposing lanes of traffic, you may not pass if the solid yellow line is in your side. If the dashed line is in your side, you may pass if it is safe to do so. Shared center lane. Shared center lanes are reserved for making left turns, or U-turns when they are permitted, by vehicles traveling in either direction. On the pavement, left turn arrows for traffic in one direction alternate with left turn arrows for traffic coming from the other direction. These lanes are marked on each side by solid yellow and dashed yellow lines. Be sure you enter the lane only if it is safe to do so. Other lane controls. Reversible lanes. Some travel lanes are designed to carry traffic in one direction at certain times, and in the opposite direction at other times. These lanes are called reversible lanes and are usually marked by double-dashed yellow lines. Before you start driving in them, check to see which lanes you can use at that time. There may be signs posted by the side of the road or overhead. Special lights are often used. A green arrow means you can use the lane beneath it. A red X means you cannot. A flashing yellow X means the lane is only for turning. A steady yellow X means the use of the lane is changing and you should move out of it as soon as it is safe to do so. Reserved lanes. On various roadways, one or more lanes may be reserved for special vehicles. Reserved lanes are marked by signs stating the lane is reserved for special use. They often have a white diamond posted at the side of the road and/or painted on the road surface. It is illegal to travel in one of these lanes unless operating that type of vehicle, or unless you must turn across the reserved lane in the next half of a block. High occupancy vehicles, HOV, lanes are reserved for carpools and vehicles with more than one person in them. Signs say how many people must be in the vehicle as well as the days and hours to which it applies. For example, HOV4 means there must be at least 4 people in the vehicle. Metered ramps. Some freeway entrance ramps have traffic signals that function as ramp meters. Ramp meters more evenly space the number of vehicles merging with traffic already on the freeway. This helps to reduce congestion and the stop and go traffic flow at freeway entrance points. How to use a ramp meter. A. Ramp meter warning sign. As you enter a metered ramp, you will see a ramp metered when flashing sign. If the sign's yellow light is not flashing, you can merge into traffic without stopping or slowing down. If the sign's yellow light is flashing, it means the ramp meter is operating. You should follow these steps when the ramp meter is operating. B. Regular traffic lanes. Choose a traffic lane. C. HOV lane. Certain vehicles can use the high occupancy vehicle, HOV, bypass lane on the ramp. HOV lanes are for any vehicle with 2 or more people, or motorcycles, buses and emergency vehicles. HOVs must still obey the traffic signal in their dedicated lane. Generally, HOV lanes have little or no waiting. If you are traveling alone, you can be ticketed for using that lane. D. Stop line and signals. At the ramp signal, you should pull completely up to the white stop line so your tires will trigger the sensors in the pavement to change the light from red to green. Each lane on the ramp has its own traffic signal. The traffic signals will alternate between green and red. They will allow one vehicle to pass through for each green light. You should not try to squeeze through with someone else during one change to green. If you disobey a ramp signal, you can be ticketed. Other features. To keep traffic on the ramp from backing up onto local streets, sensors in the pavement will detect if a long line of vehicles is forming on the ramp. The sensor will trigger a computer to speed up the green light. This will shorten the wait time at the ramp meter. Cameras installed on the ramps help to monitor traffic flow or, if needed, to assist emergency personnel in responding to a crash.